It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, thanks for downloading the 252nd edition of the Lane Mitchell Show podcast. This week on Twitter, I asked you which of our past Sonic sessions you would like to hear a rerun of in this week's podcast. According to your votes, Queens of the Stone Age, and by an overwhelming margin. Now, they were here this past year. I was actually on holidays when they came by. Yeah, missed one of the biggest interviews in my career. Bryce Kelly, though, did a great job with it. And Josh Homme at Queens of the Stone Age, he gave him a little bit of rock star sass. Kind of dig that. Anyway, we'll have highlights from that, including, yes, a live Sonic Session performance from Queens of the Stone Age. You can follow me on Twitter at Laynerou, L-A-Y-N-E-R-O-O, or, of course, find me on Facebook. Next week, our musical guest, A1, Jeremy Fisher.
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
The 10th of June, it was on this date in 1935, Alcoholics Anonymous was founded in Akron, Ohio by a man named... Well, if I told you, it wouldn't be anonymous, would it? No. And movie news, Forrest Gump will be released in IMAX theaters to celebrate its 20th anniversary. Hard to believe it's been 20 years. Now, it was a great film back in its day, but is IMAX really the best way to commemorate the occasion? Somehow I can't imagine myself spending a Friday night staring at Tom Hanks' pores. And we all know Pat Wilson from Weezer is badass behind the drums, but apparently he's pretty good with a frisbee, too. The band was playing Friday night down in Florida. They're in the middle of the song Beverly Hills when one of the concertgoers tossed a frisbee up on stage. Pat Wilson caught the frisbee mid-song, didn't miss a beat. And finally, a woman in India had surgery to remove a 30-pound tumor. It was reportedly growing inside her for more than 20 years. How do you have something that big growing inside you for that long and not know it? I mean, really, even that sketchy mole on her cheek was like, you should probably see a doctor about that.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Well, the unspoken contest celebs have to come up with the most ridiculous baby name ever continues. Rapper Lil' Kim has named her newborn daughter Royal Rain. I don't mean like rain like water falling from the sky. That wouldn't actually be so bad, aside from the fact that it kind of sounds like a brand of douche. Rain is in holding royal office. Royal Rain. I have a sneaking suspicion this child may grow up with an inflated sense of entitlement. Speaking of which, it's actor Shia LaBeouf's 28th birthday today. The name Shia is Hebrew for gift from God, which I think he's taken as more of a personal mission statement. Either way, your move, Lil' Kim. Your move. And there's currently a Kickstarter campaign underway to raise money for a Back to the Future-style hoverboard. This guy has actually been working on this design since the 70s, but his latest prototype actually flies. And Megan Fox has been cast to play April O'Neil in the Ninja Turtles reboot. In fact, she claims her first crush was on Michelangelo. I mean, he was a party dude. I kind of like Donatello myself. You know, all the other guys had swords, nunchucks. Donatello just had a big stick. You gotta respect that. Anyway, the new Michael Bay reboot hits theaters August 8th.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
It was on this date in 1839, the baseball was invented. The sport was actually invented 100 years prior, though. Yeah, it was a much slower game then. And actress Keira Knightley lives off just $50,000 a year. In a recent interview, she said, "I think living an expensive lifestyle means you can't hang out with people who don't live that lifestyle. It alienates you, and some of my best and most hilarious times have been in the least luxurious places." Her net worth is estimated at around the $50 million mark. And movie news, the first trailer for Dumb and Dumber 2 has been released. If you're a stickler for grammar, the first joke is actually right there in the spelling of the title. And cell phones are bad for your sperm count. While there's no conclusive evidence to support that mobile devices are causing brain cancer, British researchers claim that exposure to the electromagnetic radiation they produce lowers sperm motility by 8%. Sometimes more, depending on where you keep your phone. Oh, hang on, that's for me. Yeah, can I call you back?
I'm just in the middle of something. Thanks.
You know, I may start keeping that in my breast pocket.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Friday the 13th today and the 61st birthday of actor Tim Allen. Did you know that he was once arrested and even spent time in jail? The charge? Cocaine possession over 650 grams. It's like a pound and a half. Sounds like somebody likes to party. He doesn't look like a guy that would last very well in jail, does he? No. And can you really hold someone's past against them? Actress Lea Michele from Glee apparently says no. Her new fling reportedly used to work as a gigolo. He's a self-accredited massage therapist and life coach. His rate? About $20,000 a week. You know, at that price, I'm pretty sure he's doing more than drafting up mission statements and vision boards. And Paula Deen is launching a new cooking network. Deen says we're going to have so much fun cooking up some wonderful new and classic dishes. I'll bet. White cake, white sauce, white rice. And a couple of 14-year-old kids in Winnipeg made news earlier this week for hacking into an ATM using plans they downloaded online. You know, a lot of people say today's youth is lacking ambition. I don't know.
The Lane Mitchell, the Lane Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.
Women think theirs are too big. Guys think they're just the right size. What are they? Pores. A new poll finds that nearly half of women think their pores are too large. And it's the would-be wedding anniversary of Vince Neil and mud wrestler Charisse Rudell. I think that sharing my new spouse's occupation with my family would probably have ended that relationship for me. Well, you see, Mom, she works as a mud wrestler. Yeah, I'm not picturing it. And a woman has undergone surgery and extreme corseting to look like Jessica from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. The 25-year-old has had two boob jobs so far, and despite being an O-cup, is reportedly considering a third. Now, while I agree Jessica Rabbit is probably one of the sexiest cartoons going, I don't know. This woman kind of looks like she could nurse a hippopotamus. And finally, a company in California is marketing a sexual lubricant made from marijuana. What, like crotches didn't smell bad enough? Now we're like, hey, let's add a little skunk smell into the mix. Yeah.
The Lane Mitchell Show podcast presents another live Sonic session performance.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Queens of the Stone Age. So let's discuss the album I just mentioned, Like Clockwork.
Did you say disgust?
No, not at all. Okay. Not in reference to that album.
All I hear is woo. I heard disgust.
Just hear what you want to hear. So, Like Clockwork, huge success, both critically and on the charts. As I mentioned, it went number one. It's an album that is deeply personal, and from what I've read in other interviews, it was written in a different way from other Queens of the Stone Age albums. So you use the word vulnerable a lot with the content of the record. So now that it's out there and it's done so well, is it a relief for you that it's finally out of your hands?
Yeah, I mean, I guess in a really nice way, it sort of felt like when it came out, it was like, it's your problem now, you know what I mean? I don't know, but I reckon music's probably good for that anyhow, you know? When if something's difficult and then you play it, it sort of makes it go away to a certain extent. So playing your way out of trouble is actually quite nice, and it's much cheaper than other ways of doing things.
Cathartic.
Yeah.
So,
did you say catheter? Because that's wrong.
Again, hearing what you want to hear.
You and your booster juice, bro. It's all those holes with you. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So it was well documented that before you started work on the album, that you yourself were going through a hard time, by which I mean at one point your heart actually stopped beating. You were clinically dead there for a bit during some leg surgery. You weren't sure about your
Thanks
future.
Thanks for reminding
with,
me.
Yeah. As I bring back that dark cloud.
Yeah.
You weren't sure, I guess, about your future in music. You had no desire. You were bedridden for months. I heard somewhere you weren't even really listening to much music at the time. So what was it that got you back on your feet, picking up a guitar, and bringing you to here to Edmonton?
Well, it was very Ringo. And then it was, you know, you get by with a little help from your friends, you know. So it was really these guys that were like, shut up, get up, and let's go. They did it much nicer than that, but that's the only way I know how to talk, you know. Which I think is really very helpful. It's funny, you never really know somebody until everything kind of goes wrong, you know. And most of the time, everything's going well, and so you think you know somebody. But when things go a little south, the people that are there are the people that are going to stick around. And so it made the record that much more satisfying because we knew we were getting through it together, you know. Yeah, but you know, the truth is that we're kind of good time people. So you're kind of bumming me out.
I tend to do that.
But at least you didn't bring up holes this time.
Just you wait. So the album's out. You've already toured around Europe. You've done festival shows. You just played Lollapalooza the other day. You got another festival show this coming weekend. As a band,
does Lollapalooza have a meaning? Does it have a meaning?
Like, well, that's Perry Farrell's gig, right? So who knows what he was on when he made that up?
Exactly.
So you're doing all these festival shows. As a band, you've seen everything really there is to see on the road. You've seen the clubs, you've seen the festivals, you've seen the arenas. Is there anything yet that you want to see or a place you want to go with your music?
A Bahamanian arena? Like tropical arena?
Sounds exotic.
Fijian arena? Farina?
Yeah, we played this place in Germany. It was a salt mine once. And it was such a crazy experience that...
It was a mile deep.
It was a mile deep beneath, you know, the surface and the surface of the earth, that is. And it was so unique and interesting to play down there. I think we need to find more places like that, like maybe on the edge of some Norwegian cliff. I mean, we're looking for different places.
We're looking for odd places to go play. It's kind of come to that where it's like, you know... A salt mine. There was a bowling alley in there too.
There was a bowling alley for sure, and a restaurant.
Yeah,
where you could just lick the walls in case it wasn't flavorful enough.
Yeah, and then, so we're kind of looking for strange and unusual places to go. So if you're the owner of a castle or a giant deep hole, please keep it to yourself.
That time you brought up the holes, not me.
Well, I knew it would make you happy.
It did. It very much
either
did.
My pain or a hole. That's your.
Well, how about you guys do what you do best and you play us a song?
I thought you were going to say dance. By that.
You are quite a dancer.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Well, we're going to play us out by the ocean first. All right. And so it sounds like this. There's nowhere to run away. Maggie.
All right, so we got Troy, Dean, and Josh from Queens of the Stone Age here. We'll give a shout out to everyone streaming this on sonic1029.com. What a time to be alive. So that's
covered in streaming.
Online and streaming. So that song was off of Like Clockwork, I Sat by the Ocean. Like Clockwork, an album that features a lot of amazing artists in addition to yourselves. You got Elton John, Trent Reznor, Alex Turner, Dave Grohl, just to name a few. And so I'm curious, when you get someone like Trent Reznor or an Elton John into studio with you, do you have a song already written and you say, can you just sing what we've done? Or do you just let them listen to it and run free?
Well, it really depends on the situation, you know. Every situation is situational. And so with someone like Elton John, we knew we wanted to work on this song, Fairweather Friends. And we just felt like there was enough there. And we don't really tell someone what to do unless they're saying, you know, what do you think, you know. And it's good to have a starting point, you know, something to go off of. That's kind of like a diving board to springboard them into some idea, trigger something. Because if you come in and hear a song just cold and you've never heard it before, it's a little much to say, do something amazing and critical, you know? Maybe it's a little unfair, I would guess, you know? So I think you should have something to start them with. And I think that's why time is important. Because really, we're sort of like, stay here for a while. Spend some time with something. And in some cases, we'll send something ahead and say, live with it and see if anything happens, you know? And then there's other times where it's just like, come in and sing this background vocal. So it really, it's different all the time. I think the more casual we are with somebody, the more it's like, hey, just do this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it seems
because
to be...
Because you're just friends and it's just no big deal.
It seems to be that a lot of these guys are your friends, so it must be nice to be able to flip open your phone and be like, oh, hey, Dave, would you mind jamming on this?
Yeah, I mean, I know that's probably trippy. It's probably trippy to think that.
Yes,
really,
it is.
I mean, I've known Dave since I was 19, and so, you know, he's just a guy that's a friend of mine that I know, you know, and who happens to be a really good drummer and have a really big giant smile on his face. and so those relationships are based on being casual and being honest with somebody. And so at the end of the day, that's what you have to do, is be casual and honest. And so that means being able to say, wow, that was terrible. That was awful. Because you need to be able to do that or it's not real. You can't just shine ass all day. And because at the end of the day, it's a song, and it's like you have the chance to do something classic, but you have to do something classic. So you have to take a risk, you have to be honest, and sometimes that means saying, don't play that anymore.
Do you know when you've done something classic? Like when you wrote No One Knows or whatever, like did you have a feeling like,
well, you get a feeling, but, you know, there's also elements of that just have nothing to do with you, which just has a lot to do with timing and maybe luck or maybe curse, you know, and really it's not up to you. Somebody else says if it's classic or not. You don't say, well, that's classic. And then you're just kind of a dick, you know.
So we were having this discussion, a few of us, earlier today. We're in a funny age in music where you can't just be good anymore. Like, you can't just write Like Clockwork and expect it to go number one. You have to do a lot of other things. You have to do a performance and stream it on the internet. You got to do all the late night shows. You have to do all those cryptic notes in magazines. You have to release funny merch. You have to do strange things. Is it exhausting trying to be good now that you can't just write good music? You have to be so much more.
Well, I mean, really, we did all that stuff ourselves.
Yeah, that's just kind of part of our personality. You know, those kind of things are, you know, there are things that we would just, that we think are cool and funny and you know, part of our sense of humor. The letters were something that we wrote one day in the studio.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's the alternative is to do something, like, what's better? To just, we know that there's going to be certain things people want you to do. So why do that? why not just come up with something yourself? I mean, there was, you know, we didn't have a label at the time, and we just thought, let's make art and let's not ask if it's okay, you know. And so we contacted this kid, Boneface, in England, flew him out to the studio, and then we were like, well, someone's going to ask us to do an in-the-studio piece, so let's just do one that's complete bullshit. We'll call it Secrets of the Sound, and we won't talk about the record at all. And that's what our sense of humor is like. And so, and, you know, there was this other thing for, like, you know, most anticipated of 2013. And instead of saying, oh, yeah, it's coming out, we just wrote notes instead, because, and we mailed them, which is really novel nowadays, just to get a letter.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing you do is check it for drugs and contraband. And they friggin' read it, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's more important than us talking to them for 10 minutes about something that, in a way, doesn't matter, you know?
Was it funny when you first started sending out those letters to watch everyone try and decipher the clues? Like, well, oh, that R's capitalized. That's a big thing.
Of clues in there, which, and then there's a whole bunch of repetitive nonsense in there, too. But also, that seems like what you're supposed to do. Like, if you get to play in a band all the time, like, we're playing music every night. That job does not suck. So shouldn't we do something that's like ups the mystery quotient? And personally, like us talking about who we are, it's not that exciting, you know? But it's more exciting to sort of mess with people, because I think that's what I would want, you know? I'd want someone to sort of poke me in a gentle and loving way.
Yeah.
He likes to be poked.
I like to be poked. That's the way I like to be.
Don't we all? So you mentioned playing music. How about you go ahead and play some music? Treat us with another song.
Oh, God. No, okay. Let's do... Where are we again?
We're in Canada. Okay. Edmonton.
You don't have to whisper Canada. It's okay.
It's a
but
special
you can
place.
If you want to.
This is called My God is the Sun.
Okay.
like fire from a gun. Healing my cut as the sun.
Queens of the Stone Age, live in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge here at Sonic and streaming online at sonic1029.com. I mentioned that earlier. Everyone looked at me funny. Well, there's over 1,200 people, I guess, streaming right now from all over the world. So a shout out to
streamers.
Ooh, people from Italy, Peru, Colombia, and Buenos Aires checking you out right now. That's pretty crazy.
That's weird.
What a time to be alive.
So is that your slogan?
I'm gonna get that tattooed on my neck.
Dude, you should totally get that. YOLO.
So I hate to bring this up. So I apologize in advance, but you are now a 40-year-old man. You have two kids and a
I
wife.
Look good. No, I'm just bullshit.
So 40 years old, two kids, a wife. Have you found that change in your life is now influencing your day to day? How you tour, how you write your music. Has anything changed because of that?
I feel like telling you about the other night, actually. but I won't do that.
I think you should.
Now, you know, I don't really think about it so much, really. You know, because it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't actually go back to being 23 again or something because I had really shitty hair. Oh wait, I still do. No, I don't. You know, it's only reinforced what I was already doing before. I mean, it's a strange life, and there's no time to wait, and there's even less time apparently for me to wait. And so I don't really think about it so much. I want to find as much cool stuff as possible and do that. And I don't really worry about it. And I know these guys feel the same way. They may even be older than I am.
Now, a lot has changed in the world since the last album came out several years ago. So, specifically, Facebook and Twitter are now pretty much everything, everywhere. Have you guys embraced that at all? Do you acknowledge that at all?
Oh, I totally acknowledge it.
That's good.
We accept that it's there. Yeah.
I don't have either, but there's a bunch of people that have pretended to be me on Facebook. And I think one of them I grew up with because he's got photos of me as a kid or something like that.
That's kind of creepy.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I know. But, yeah, he's watching now. He's just like, ah. Watch this. No, no, but I'm not against it in any way. I just don't do it because I'm, like, walking around breathing and shit. Like, you know, I mean...
I mean, it's funny. I have a personal Twitter account, and I just can't find that much time to do it. So I'm not really saying I don't like it or I do like it. It's just kind of there for me.
I once twitched a live stream on someone's face party, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what that means. I'm just kidding. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. It sounded all right.
What was that saying you had? It's a good time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
I
think
that would have been a really good moment to drop that.
I didn't know how to follow that.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I know it's pretty early in the album cycle with it just coming out a few months ago and you're doing your initial touring right now. But I also remember reading somewhere that it won't be necessarily as long between the last albums and the next one, if that made any sense.
Well,
so what lies ahead for Queens of the Stone Age?
So here's one of the things we're not very good at. Time, calendars, things like that. Like, we should be making as much stuff as possible. And when you go on tour, you sort of like, it's, you sort of ring someone's doorbell and you go ding dong, and you go, it's kind of like this, and then hit it, boys, and then you play, you know. But it's nice to make stuff, and it's only 10 songs on this record, and we got a lot of other songs. So maybe what we should do is just make records and just stay on tour and just kind of keep going and make that part of what we do, is just make a record, go tour, and like spread it out and just say, we're going to go everywhere. It don't even matter what album cycle it is, just go and put out records, and sort of in a non-hippie way, be Grateful Dead about it like that, you know what I mean? Because I think it's important to just kind of keep, if music making is what we do, that's what we should do. We shouldn't forget to do that. And I think a lot of times now, people put so much stock in everything. They're like, no, this has got to be it, man. And I think you should just make as much music as you can and try to make it as suck-free as possible. But then you should just keep going, you know? I mean, because now is the time where you need to be yourself. You know, you were talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
But, you know, you see a lot of bands get weeded out. But they're mostly bands that sounded like somebody else in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Okay. So how this is going to work, I'm going to let you guys play another song in a minute, and afterwards we're going to rattle off a few questions we got on Facebook and Twitter for you guys. So please, the floor is yours.
I acknowledge that.
Good.
What are we going to play? Oh, I forget. What are we going to do? We didn't really talk about that. Yeah, we could do that. Let's do that. Is that cool? Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
Just throw that at you real
quick.
Sure,
yeah. Do it.
Totally different tuning, and here we go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. She said, I'll throw myself away, and they're just photos after all, and I can't make you hang around, and I can't wash you off my skin. Outside the frame is what we're leaving out. You won't remember anyway. No, I can go with the flow. Don't say it doesn't matter
with the flow.
Matter anymore. I can go with the flow. In a row, falling in and out of love. Something sweet to throw away, but I want something good to die for, to make it beautiful to live. I want a new mistake, loses more than hesitate. Do you believe it in your head? I can go with the flow. Don't say it doesn't matter anymore. I can go with the flow. You believe it in your head. You believe it in your head. Do you believe it in your head? Oh. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Queens of the Stone Age Sonic Session here in the Booster Juice Listener Lounge. Gentlemen, just a few more quick questions from Facebook and Twitter. And then we'll let you get onto your show. You're on stage in a couple hours. It's crazy.
It's crazier, Bane.
It's crazy. Thank you guys so much for being here tonight. We're looking forward to seeing you at the show.
And, appreciate it.
We really appreciate it.
It's Lane Mitchell Podcast. Want to hear more like it? Check out the Garner Andrews Show daily podcast and more at sonic1029.com.